mean, for our purposes, it's about unreasonable search and seizure. What constitutes reasonableness when it comes to the sovereign authority gathering data or information or things from the citizens of the republic that form us? And, you know, and we go back and forth even today. I was struck was the word I was going to use, but I think the right word is stunned. After the Boston Marathon thing, and we later learned that the Tsarnaevi were surfing jihadist websites, and, you know, a significant fraction of our population, and, you know, and not all of them wearing tinfoil on their heads, a significant fraction of our population says, why weren't you tracking those guys on the web? As if it was a good idea for the nation's security services to be aware of what permanent legal residents and United States citizens were actually doing when they were doing web surfing. So we kind of go back and forth. How we decide that you know, what constitutes reasonableness is actually a product of the totality of circumstances in which we find ourselves in history. In other words, I know this is fact, what I viewed as reasonableness on the morning of September 10th, I viewed in a very different light on the afternoon of September 11th at the National Security Agency, and I actually started to do different things. And I didn't need to ask Mother May I from the Congress or the President or anyone else. It was within my charter, but in terms of the mature judgment of what's reasonable and what's not reasonable, okay, the death of 3,000 countrymen kind of tilted me in a direction over here, perfectly within my authorities, but a different place than the one in which I was located before the attacks take place.